Hi there. In this brief video presentation, I will say a few words about basic formats. That is different from the kind of basic expressions where we differentiate between writing, pictures, and live images like in video and animation. The formats are more technical. But of course, there is a plethora of formats, many hundreds and thousands of different formats that can be hard to remember and even harder to deal with in a suitable manner. So here we try to focus on a few core formats that would be relevant for people who start or have got somewhat into e-learning. And we differentiate between simple formats, composite formats, meta formats, and also, in the end, a few words about reformatting, moving from one format to the other. But let's start with the simple formats. So we have got formats for still images, audio, and video. We can also add text, but that is so well treated and there are so simple mechanisms, so we don't go so much into that here. The still image can be divided in two types. The raster format, which is composed of small dots, so there's information about each dot in the picture or on the screen. And well-known physical formats are PNG and JPG and many others, like GIF and TIFF and so on and so forth. The other type is made out of mathematical expression, like line, point, circle. And you describe the format as an expression. And that makes it possible to enlarge and manipulate the picture without losing any information because everything is contained in the mathematical definition. SVG is a very common format, become very popular when it comes to vector formats, but in that area there are also many others. Now, if you go to audio, the dominant audio format is MP3, even if also another one called OGG is gaining in importance. But normally, most systems would be able to handle MP3. When you come to video, there the OGG is more dominant and the MPEG format, MPEG-4, has become quite popular. Okay, so some knowledge about simple formats is necessary when you want to do hands-on work with representation of information and educational material. Now, more importantly than the base formats are the composite formats like HTML5, like RSS, Real Simple Syndication, which is a transport format for sending information streams from one computer to another, PDF. SMILE, Synchronous Multimedia Integration Language. That used to be a very interesting and dominant format like 10, 15 years ago, and then it sort of faltered a little. But it has regained in importance in connection with the next format, the EPUB format for making digital books. So SMILE is now part of the EPUB specification for multimedia, like video and audio, inside the book. And finally, I mentioned MOBI, which is the EPUB for Amazon. It's the format that is used for electronic books from the dominant provider, Amazon. Finally, reformatting is the mechanism where you take one format and run it through some process so that it can be expressed in another format. To go back one step, there are systems whereby you can have a book in the Amazon mobile format and you can reformat it for EPUB or the other way around. And that might be necessary in order to take a book and use it on one device, like an Android device, and then move it into a Kindle device or vice versa. So some knowledge about reformatting, and if you have a problem with two formats, you can search on the web and use the term reformat and name the formats you need to change, and maybe you get a good answer and a tutorial on the web. Thank you for watching.